Welcome back to the Playground. I'm Josh Zinke, along with Jeff Chels. You're listening to Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. So we have Rutgers coming up, Jeff. It's going to be in Piscataway, New Jersey. It's first time on the road. You see any threat there?
No.
Me either.
No.
Me either.
I mean, I will say this. You know, a couple of years ago, Michigan went there, and they had a tough time of it.
That it's a rivalry, though.
Yes, Fence the Garden. That was a different team, a different time. Rutgers, this is their game. They will get up for this, I think. Chris Ash will have them ready to go. And nighttime in Piscataway, there's some strange things can happen. But you saw Ohio State just, they undressed Rutgers this week, 58-0. And well, I don't think Michigan will put 58 on Rutgers. They will put a high number up there.
Yeah, I believe so too. Right now, yeah, they lost to Washington, beat Howard, they beat New Mexico, and then lost their two actual Big Ten games, Iowa and Ohio State, and then now they have Michigan, which more than likely, yeah, they'll play up, but I don't believe once Michigan gets going and shows that. Oh, this is. Do you think? My question is: do you think Rutgers is better than Penn State?
Oh man. Well,
Matt Misler with a no.
Well, I think it tells you a lot that I had to hesitate. But Penn State did win their game yesterday against a.
Yes, they did.
Against a good Minnesota or an improving Minnesota team.
They won a trophy.
Yes.
Take it home.
Yep. So, and now Indiana has the old brass spittoon.
Oh gosh. Yeah. So let's take a look at our Big Ten standings. Right now, Michigan is the leader. They're 2-0 in the conference. Maryland, Ohio State, and Indiana all 1-0. Penn State 1-1. Wait, hang on. This must be wrong. Michigan State's 0-2 in the Big Ten?
That's a typo. Oh, wait, you got it from the internet. It has to be true.
That has to be true, then, if it's from the internet. 27 points scored, 54 scored against. Wow, they're not doing too well. Oh, well, Rutgers. Rutgers in Big Ten play. 7 points for them, 72 points for the other teams that
they play. That's seven more than I thought they would score.
Right, that's seven more.
You know, Jay-Z, quickly, I'll say this. Then inside the huddle, I'm a Michigan alum. There's a part of me that wants Michigan to do well, but I'm very fair. I'm very down the middle. I'm very fair when it comes to Michigan State. But I got to say, that game yesterday, Mark D'Antonio had an even more sour look on his face than he'd had before, which I didn't think was possible.
Yeah, right now it looks like the only thing they're going to be playing for is trying to beat Michigan. They didn't do it last year. Michigan gave the game to them, let them have it one more year. But it looks like it's coming to end very quickly. Rutgers, Illinois, Michigan State, Maryland, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio State. Those are the games remaining for Michigan. But let's look at, before we run out of time, the West Side. Nebraska 2-0, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Northwestern 1-1, and then Minnesota, Purdue, and Illinois 0-1 in the conference. Quick thought on that, Jeff. Anything come to your mind?
Boy, Nebraska's looking really good right now, Jay-Z. And, you know, Wisconsin, they stumbled this week, but I still think they're going to be in conversation in the West.
Yeah, I do too. All right, well, that does it for the Playground. We'll be back next Sunday right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket. Have a good day, everyone.
Have a good Sunday.